Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com and the Minor League Report. Now, the minor league season is done, but still a lot of news concerning Stubby Clapp, his future, what may happen, and also some of the players in the minor leagues. This is presented by Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill, Ryan Kelly, Schnucks, and Hair Saloon for Men. Hair Saloon for Men, founded in 1997. The perfect haircut. I go there. I take both my boys there. Hair Saloon keeps client notes on each customer, so on each visit, you can be assured they know what you want in the privacy of your own cutting station. You get a complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all of that for $22. And for an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage or neck shave. Think Hair Saloon for Men. Yesterday on Mondays with Mo, we talked about the Memphis Redbirds and Stubby Clapp, the success of 2018.
Well, I think it's a great compliment not only to Stubby and the staff, but Kerry LaRock and his staff, because there's a lot that goes into this. And obviously, a lot of people are making a big deal about all the transactions and moves that have happened between St. Louis, Memphis, and Springfield. But, you know, a lot of that had to happen due to injuries, due to circumstance. And you know, clearly Memphis, when that team broke after spring training, was just a very talented and loaded club. And, you know, they hit the ground running. Clearly they dominated the league they were in. And even after we took a lot of their players, they still had such a lead, they were able to really finish what they started. And, you know, you have to admire all that. And Stubby and his group obviously kept that team on track. And, you know, I think it's an amazing story to be there 2 years in a row, but more importantly, to actually win it this year is exciting.
I don't want to put the cart before the horse, but do you anticipate getting a lot of calls about Stubby Clapp and joining a major league team as a coach or as a manager? And then a big picture, how do you handle those situations?
You know, obviously, churn is healthy. When you have stability, you like that too. But, you know, clearly when people are having success, you're not going to stand in anyone's way to get to the major leagues if that's what's being offered. So I think this will be more time will tell, but you know, certainly want to get through this week of baseball. Hopefully we're busy next week, and I can keep pushing this off for a little bit.
It has been amazing, the run of Stubby Clapp and the Memphis Redbirds. Hot Shots, a proud home of sports fans in St. Louis for over 28 years. 11 area locations. You're always close to a Hot Shots no matter where you are. Swing by for great food, cold drinks, all the games, all the time. Get more info. Find a Hot Shots near you at hotshotsnet.com. Cardinals game tonight. Must-win situation from here on out. 5 games to go. No better place to take in the games than Hot Shots. During every game with all their big-screen TVs, there's Cardinals food and drink specials. Think Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill. Coming up, we visit with Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
As we do every Tuesday and Friday on Scoops with DannyMac.com, a chance to visit with Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com. And I think if you come every Tuesday and Friday to the site, you get a great perspective on the Cardinals minor league system. Thanks to Brian. We just heard from John Mozeliak talk about the status of Stubby Clapp and will major league teams come for him as a coach or a manager, and also his thoughts on Memphis. So, Brian, I'll ask you, Stubby Clapp, I know you've written about it at thecardinalnation.com. You get the feeling that there will be some type of offers for him. What they are, still to be determined, but what do you think about the future, Stubby?
Well, it's interesting. Stubby just did an interview with the CBC, because, of course, there's a lot of interest in Stubby in Canada and in his homeland. And, of course, he, you know, represented the country in international competitions, both as a player and then later as a coach. So, you know, they're really keeping on top of this. And, you know, Stubby was you know, said all the right things, but he made it very clear that his goal is to get a major league job. And, you know, he showed a lot. He said he's got a lot of respect for the Toronto organization, but he also has a lot of respect for John Gibbons, who's the current manager, who actually coached him in the Arizona Fall League at one point, ironically. But, you know, Stubby is certainly lined up well to get a major league job next year. The question is, with the managerial job to come open, you know, where is he the best candidate? Toronto looks like a great fit, but I was reading a story in the Toronto Sun where they identified like 9 candidates, of which Stubbs won. So they've got some internal candidates. There's some external candidates. So, you know, it's no guarantee that if the Toronto job even comes open, Stubbs will get it. But his name is going to come up, you know, in association with some openings around Major League Baseball this winter. Now, interestingly enough, the way minor league contracts work, minor league manager contract and coach contracts work, they come due at the end of October. So what organizations do during the month of October is they try to figure out, okay, which guys are we going to keep for next year? Which guys, you know, where do we have openings that we need to fill? And by the end of October, they try to have contracts locked down for the next year. Now, granted, even if Stubby signs a contract to return to Memphis for next year, certainly the Cardinals would let him, you know, let him free, let him loose, if a promotional type opportunity comes. And, you know, we haven't, you know, let's face it, we haven't ruled out the fact that maybe the coaching staff may change in St. Louis as well. You know, they made some changes mid-season to fill some gaps. And, you know, we don't know at this point whether maybe they're thinking about Stubby for some type of opening in St. Louis.
Yeah, I think that's definitely on the table at this point for Stubby and a promotion. Let's face it. I mean, the guy has won. He's had back-to-back years of winning. The travel, you know, not easy in the minor leagues. Gets a little bit easier in the big league level. It's a promotion. You're around big league guys, and that means you're networking too. So it would seem to be likely that his next step, I would think, Brian, would be at some point somewhere in the major leagues.
Yeah, I think if his choice was stay at Memphis or take another minor league job, he'd definitely stay at Memphis. So, you know, the question is going to be whether, you know, major league jobs come open and, you know, would he consider that to be a step up? You know, for example, you know, would a first or a third base coach job be good enough, or would he have to be a bench coach? You know, a lot of times guys want their bench coach somebody that they know and they work with closely. So, you know, there's a lot of factors in play, you know, including at this point in time, we don't even know which, you know, jobs are going to be open around the game. And by the way, there are tampering rules, so folks can't, you know, other teams can't just call up Stubby or call up his agent and start talking deals until October's passed.
I always get interested in your site, and it's so good. Again, for fans that are tuned in, thecardinalnation.com, you're going through your players of the year, and one of those is a lefty that was acquired kind of under the radar, but he's got major league experience, and that's Tommy Lane. He pitched very, very well at the tail end of the season.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We were talking a lot about whether the Cardinals would bring up the lefty that they acquired in the trade at the deadline, but the reality is Tommy Lane, who was also a left-hander in Memphis, you know, pitched phenomenally. And the downside of Tommy, who, by the way, is a St. Louis native, 33 years old, he joined Memphis in mid-June. The Cardinals signed him as a minor league free agent. He pitched in a couple games at Springfield and then got moved up to Memphis. And he appeared in 27 games for Memphis this year. And in 26 of those games, he did not allow an unearned run. I mean, that's pretty darn good pitching. But yet, because Tommy Lane wasn't on the 40-man roster, even though St. Louis needs left-handed pitching help, you know, he apparently his season ended with Memphis this year. But we recognized him as the top reliever on the Memphis Redbirds this year against some pretty good competition. Edward Mojica, of course, who folks know very well, he led the team in appearances, had a, you know, decent ERA, 3.68. And, you know, he was very good down the stretch as well. And Stubby raved about how Edward Mojica served as a veteran leader for so many of those young pitchers on the Memphis staff, including several who had just moved from starting to relief and really didn't necessarily know the whole routine about how to be a successful bullpen pitcher. So, you know, Memphis had a lot of good contributors beyond just the stars that we typically talk about on these calls, and certainly Tommy Lane and Edward Mojica were a couple of them.
Yeah, Tommy Lane is a guy from Fort Zumwalt South High School. He played at Southwestern Illinois College and then went on to the University of Central Missouri and played there, and that was a Division II powerhouse for many, many years. And also in the big leagues, he pitched with the Padres, the Red Sox, and most recently a year ago with the Yankees. There was a call-up this week because I think the Cardinals are concerned about the legs of Colton Wong. So Edmundo Sosa is called up, and he's a guy we've seen in spring training. But tell us a little bit about his year this season in the minor leagues.
Well, Edmundo Sosa is an interesting guy. He's a guy that, you know, shortstop, good defensively, a nice bat, and he was a guy that at one time, a couple of years ago, we actually had ranked in the top 10 in the Cardinals system when he was down in the lower levels of the system. But as he's moved up, his progress has slowed both offensively. He's had some injuries. And he was in the Arizona Fall League a year ago, and the Cardinals had actually started to deploy him at second base some and at third base a little bit as well to try to diversify him. At one point in time, we thought that maybe that Nuno Sosa would be the shortstop of the future in St. Louis. Then, of course, after Delvin Perez was signed, he sort of was the guy who got the ink. And the reality is probably Sosa's best opportunity is as a utility man, a la Munoz, right now. He probably won't be a starter in the major leagues, but he just moved up to Memphis for the first time this year. So, and as I said, he went on the 40-man roster last fall, so this is his first option year. So he's got two more option years before the Cardinals are really forced into a situation where they, you know, have to either keep him in the major leagues or let him go.
It started in Waino's garden, spread to my kitchen, caught fire with the team, and now imagine the whole city eating my salsa.
Introducing Matt Carpenter's Bueno Mojo Salsa, available only at Schnucks and in stores now.
Dan, people always ask me, Matt, you're hitting the most home runs of your career. You could be the MVP, and the Cardinals are on fire. Is it really because of the salsa? And I tell them, yes.
So swing by Schnucks and pick up Matt Carpenter's Bueno Mojo Salsa. Go to Schnucks and go loco, folks, with Matt Carpenter's Bueno Mojo Salsa. Well, we know about the winning percentage in Memphis. It was high, especially in the early portion of the year when a lot of the guys that we're seeing now at the big league club were at Memphis. But overall, the minor league system winning percentage, Brian, what stands out for you?
Well, I mean, from top to bottom, the Cardinals won just short of 500 games and lost 400 games, roughly. So that's a 550 winning percentage across from all the way from Memphis down to the two teams in the Dominican Summer League. And that's the second best organizational record in all of minor league baseball this year. Only Tampa Bay was better. So, you know, that says a lot. You know, we talk a lot about Memphis and winning their second title. And, of course, Peoria reached the finals in their league, in the Midwest League. But also, you know, Palm Beach made the playoffs. The Gulf Coast League Cardinals made the playoffs. Dominican Summer League Blue made the playoffs. So, you know, there was a lot of success. And, you know, you talk to Gary LaRocque or you talk to Mo or Gersh or any of them, they will say, hey, player development is the number one priority of the system. And we saw, you know, all the movement this year and how so many guys stepped in. That part I'm sure they would say was successful. But in terms of winning records and playoff teams, the Cardinals had a very nice year. One area of weakness, though, at the short season level, State College, Johnson City, who typically have won a lot of championships between them, both those teams finished under 500 this year, and they really, really struggled both pitching and offense. And the Gulf Coast League, however, and the Dominican two teams at the lowest level, they were highly successful. But interestingly enough, the reason why was hitting, was offense, not pitching. The pitching wasn't really all that good at the lower levels of the system, even on those teams that won a lot of games, because the last couple of years, you know, as we've talked about in previous podcasts, the Cardinals have invested heavily in hitting the last few years in the international market. And while that's coming through, now there's a question about, you know, in my mind at least, you know, where's the next wave of pitching going to come from? And that next wave, at least closest to St. Louis, was at Springfield, and Springfield had a bad year. They finished 19 games under 500, and their pitching was second worst in the Texas League. So, you know, it's a good thing that the Cardinals have all the young pitchers they have, because the pipeline, you know, next year is not going to be as rich as it was in 2018.
I like one of the things as we wrap it up here with Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com. One of the things that you do is you get fan engagement, and you've done that with your top prospect list. Explain exactly what you're doing and maybe some of the results early on.
Yeah, for over a decade, we publish a top prospect list each winter. And we start the rollout with number 50 right around Thanksgiving. And then, you know, that runs into January right before winter warm-up. But we finish up that countdown of one prospect a day till we get to number one. And that's sort of our, you know, go-to prospect list for the year. But rather than that list being just my personal opinion, Derek Shore, who's our Springfield writer and also covers the system very well, and our readers of the Cardinal Nation Message Board each have a one-third weighting in how the overall site top 50 is calculated. So right now there's a voting process going on. It's free. Anybody can participate. Anybody listen to this call, just come to Cardinal Nation forums, free forum, and you can vote on the community top prospect ranking. And right now the group has got their top 10 for next year. And not surprisingly, you've got Alex Reyes and Dakota Hudson at the top. And then you've got some offense, O'Neill, Gorman, Montero. Then the catchers, and there was a lot of debate about Kisner versus Kelly. The forum people rank Kisner just above Kelly. And then you've got this youngster, Malcolm Nunez, who has won the Triple Crown in the Dominican Summer League, but is still just 18 and is miles away from St. Louis. And the fans believe that he should be in the top 10. Yeah, injured Ryan Helsley and Daniel Ponce de Leon, of course, who's in St. Louis bullpen. So that's their top 10. And so now, right now, they're voting on the next five, 11 through 15.
Always fun to visit, Brian. We'll do it on Friday, and maybe we'll have some good news concerning the big league club and the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yes, you have to hope so.
Thanks, Brian.
Take care.